the Guyanese people from all walks of life to try and exercise that discipline and that that wisdom and the ability to recognize that what was done is a travesty to the Guyanese people, but at the same time, I don't think we can resort to activities that might deem to be illegal or inappropriate. I don't think that's the solution.
And I think right now, where it's at, today, Saturday, a first day of a long three-day weekend, the matter is being addressed in court by our representative of the CCP, PPP Civic. I just wondered if you could help me articulate what we are facing now on the street for those who don't know what's happening. If you could summarize where we are with this and the counting of the polls and the situation that led up to this and where we are today for those who don't know what's happening currently.
Well, I mean, I think the situation is very, very simple. And I think if you look at what has happened in the last few days post the 2020 election, there is a standard procedure. And as the former Attorney General, Mr. Nandlal, indicated clearly that these things are set out in the law, they're in the statute, and basically what happened is that the counting is done at each of the polling stations across the country. And once the polling is done, the statement of poll, as they call them, the SOP, are then provided to each of the parties. So each of the parties at the end of at the closure of the polling station would have a record of the amount of votes in that region, in that particular polling station, and the votes that are attributable to each of the parties. So those tabulation is done at each of the polling station in each of the region, and they are submitted to GCOM, which is the statutory body that is governing the elections in Guyana. What has happened in this case is that all the votes were tallied with the exception of Region 4. And Region 4 consists of Georgetown, which is the capital city, as you know, and part of the East Bank. So what happened in that case is that the counting and the verification of the statement of polls was being tabulated when, in the middle of that, Mr. Mingo, who is the returning officer for that region, became ill. And then the counting stopped. The counting did not resume for a considerable amount of time. And in the midst of all of that, there was an attempt to announce and validate the number of votes that were cast in Region 4 and the number of votes attributable to each of the parties. Now, this was done without the verification and without the validation and without the parties being present and without international observers being present. So it is clear that there is no way that the results that were tabulated for Region 4 were validated by either the parties or the international observers. And there were some issues even before that. There was a spreadsheet that was somehow derived, and no one knew how that spreadsheet was populated with numbers, and that spreadsheet was also, an attempt was made to enter that spreadsheet as the accurate results, and again that was obviously objected to by all the opposition parties with the exception of the government. So there seems to be a clear attempt to try and somehow manipulate, if I can use that term, the total number of votes for each of the parties in Region 4 to somehow put the ruling party, the current ruling party, above the number of votes for the PPP Civic. But as we know, I mean, you know, these numbers were validated and verified at each of the polling stations. So all the parties have the results.
Yeah, I think from my understanding is that they were posted outside the polling station and they were just a matter of bringing the actual ballots, the paper, and the polls to be re-verified and plugged into the total number of votes.
The central database, right. Exactly.
And out of that, they not only the current opposition is making claims that it was they should continue, or asking that the observers from the European nations, the United States and Canada, and locally, they are all in agreement that the validation process, as was done with the other polling station and the regions, were done. Why can't we continue? And they refused to continue. There was also an issue where a laptop with a thumb drive was tried. Somebody was trying to swap or switch it. He was caught. And that, again, on camera, they saw all of that. As a result, the ballots that were in that building, eventually, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, one of the most powerful ministers, came in and was speaking to the observers and threatened to remove their accreditation if they did not report the way she thought she should have. And apologize after, I must add. But at the same time, you're threatening international observers. Apart from that, they move out everyone, clear the building, leaving those boxes and bags with the ballots inside, escorted everybody out, surrounded by police. But the next day, they said there was no one in that building. Two vehicles went up in the compound, backed up to a steel door that was open from the inside. Who was inside that was able to open that door if no one was there? So I wanted to know now, can that process be continue even if it won't, because it's been tampered with. I mean, the process itself has no bare marks of tampering even. So I don't know if we could even go back to with that could validate that.
Yeah, and I think that's a big challenge. I don't think anyone would be upset with the results if the election is free and fair.
That's
and
right.
Every Guyanese people feel that their votes were legitimate and they were counted. That's all I think everyone is asking for, is for the process to be followed, for the ballots to be verified, and for the process to be upheld. That's all. I mean, I think the results is the results, and the results will be, you know, reflective of the Guyanese people. And I think every single, you know, the U.S. ambassador, the Canadian ambassador, the ambassador from the EU, the Organization of American States, the government officials from Norwegian, all of the civic associations in Guyana, the Presbyterian Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the Hindu Dharmic Sabha, the CIOG, the Guyana Islamic Trust, all these organizations have one common thread going through all of them. All they're saying is that the process has to be followed, the process has to be legitimate, the process has to be verified, and no government should be sworn in unless that process is validated. I mean, that's a basic, simple, straightforward request. The results are the results, right? And I think you know me, I don't get involved in a lot of political debate, but for me, the important foundation for me is that we need to make sure that we uphold the tenet of democracy, in which when we have to speak the truth, and we've got to make sure that we develop a just society and the rules of natural justice are prevailed regardless of what the outcome is. Now, we're taught about that in our religion, that we speak the truth even if it is against our own relative. You know, we've got to stand up for what is right and what is truth, Richard, and I think that's what the Guyanese people deserve, and that's what the Guyanese people should get.
Indeed. Well, brother, I just wanted also quickly to discuss with you shortly about this corona epidemic. What protocol you have in place for the ITT?
Well, what we've been doing is that we've been encouraging our worshiper, and I spoke about this at our Friday prayers yesterday, is to exercise proper hygiene, and if they are exhibiting any symptoms of the coronavirus, they should restrain from coming to congregational prayers. I mean, I think it's sad to say, but I think that's what we don't want to do. Is if any one of us is affected by this, we don't want to infect a larger population, because the congregational prayer that we have, especially on Friday, is prime for the disease or the virus to be spread. So we've been encouraging people to practice appropriate hygiene, to make sure that if you're interacting with anyone that shows symptoms or signs of that, that you should get tested. And, you know, things like washing hands and making sure that even the shaking of hands, I mean, normally, you know very, very well that is a strong Islamic tradition. But, you know, people do the fist bump, they do the shoulder bump. I mean, those are the kind of things that generate the same amount of affection if it's done with the right intention. So we've been trying to create awareness, create public education, and if we're monitoring the situation very closely, and if we decide that, you know, the population is at risk, then we're going to make some other choices. I mean, I've noticed that there are a few mosques in Toronto that have decided to stop congregational prayers. We're not there yet at Islamic Institute, but, you know, that's not an option that we foreclose. We're going to monitor and make sure that we continue to keep our congregation safe and that we don't put our people at risk. And
I just have a question. Now, this might be, I'm not sure if you qualify even to answer, but when we make and we put our forehead to the ground,
yes.
And there are so many people from so many countries, Muslim countries, that have been affected by this, and some travel ban has been placed on them, in fact, would it not be able for us to pick up something from when we're in that position even?
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm qualified to answer that question, but I think that, it's a possibility, but my understanding is that that kind of transmission might be low. What we are trying to do from time to time is also disinfect our rugs and all of our high traffic area to make sure that, you know, we continue to try as best as we can to protect people from any virus that might be on surfaces that that people are having contact with on an ongoing basis.
And to that extent, I want to ask all those who are listening, I think we should have whatever organization that represents the entire Muslim community, for example, that they should sit down and discuss the ways and means in which to do that,
yes.
And share information, maybe where they can,
yes.
get the disinfectant, how they can proceed in doing it, and do those things together so we can have a fast rollout of some protocol indeed. So thank you very much for that. I also know that Araxa, if you would be able to bring a short dua and make a supplication with us and our listeners on this program today.
Sure.
Okay.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجو السلام حينا ربنا بسلام وقنا دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله ولا هو أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
Amin. Thank you. Brother, thank you very much, Ada, and always a pleasure having you, and thank you for taking the time to do this with us today on the program.
Thanks, Richard. Keep up the good work. Take care.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, of course, we continue with the program, and again, I just want to quickly remind you that the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat invite you and your family to the Isra Miraj celebration on Sunday, March 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 26 LaPage Court, Dongsview, and you can get more information by calling the President, Haji Harun Sharif, at 416-674-9516. That's 416-674-9516. Or Brother Usman at 905-824-1884. 905-824-1884. Also, the Tariq Islamic Center invite you to their fundraising dinner Saturday, March today from 6 p.m. Tickets are $20 at the door. They will have lots of door prizes. Again, you can call the masjid at 416-246-5675. That's 416-246-5675. Our guest speaker will be Sheikh Imran Ali and Brother Haroon Salamat. The proceeds will go towards the HVAC system, I believe, and Yes, the IT equipment, HVAC system completion, and also for educational program. The Devi Mandir, again, inviting you. Listen, it's later this evening, $15. Adults, kids, 12. And from 5 to 12, only $10. Children under 5, absolutely free. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Entertainment starts from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Devi Mandir, 2590 Brock Road in Pickering. Live entertainment, indeed. Call Shoba for more information, 416-722-3998. That's 416-722-3998. Also, we've been telling you about Ravi B. The big show is coming up. Well, that's coming up on Good Friday at the Mirage Banquet Hall and Convention Center. Go to www.ticketgateway.com for more information, or you can call 416-873-8695. 416-873-8695. Good Friday with Ravi B, Karma, Kavita Ramkisu, Nisha B, and much more. Well, we continue with the program. Again, the lines are open. Feel free to call us.
بدا من طالعته.
A special presentation of Shabnam Radio today as we stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in beautiful Guyana.
الله 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 فاق الرسل فغلا وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته كنز الكرام مولى النعم هادي الأمم لشريعته الله 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 أزكى الناس بأعلى الحسب كل العرب في خدمته سعت الشجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته الله 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 جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته نال الشرف والله عفا عما سلف من أمته الله 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 فمحمدنا هو سيدنا والعز لنا لإجابته الله 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 الصبح بدا من طالعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
Shabdam Radio, we are 770 AM WTOR. We now have a message I'd like to share with you from the Secretary General of the People's Progressive Party Civic, Dr. Jack Dew.
Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, proudly serving our vibrant community with Charlie's West Indian Foods and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine. Over the years, Charlie's West Indian Food have been serving us with quality fresh produce coming in weekly. Whether it's poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And their restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provision, roti, and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business. Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right. Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
For all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits and jadu.
Call world famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607. Located at Queen and Kennedy, 212 Queen Street East in Brampton.
Raat kali ek khwab mein aaye aur gale ka haar hue. Raat kali एक ख्वाब में आई और गले का हार हुई, रात कली एक ख्वाब में आई और गले का हार हुई, सुबह को जब हम नींद से जागे आँख तुम्हीं से चार हुई, रात कली एक ख्वाब में आई और गले का हार हुई। चाहे मेरी मोहब्बत चाहे हंसी में उड़ा दो।
Well, we want to say hello and welcome to those of you just joining us. We have toned down today's program just to bring you a special presentation, to bring some attention to what's happening in Guyana. Also want to say hello and welcome to those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live. Please continue to share. We say hello and welcome to Sita C. Prasad. And of course, Radical Lawrence, always in Florida watching. Thank you. Lake Ram, Ram Prasad, my brother. Is your event on this weekend? Well, of course, I want to say hello to you. Pamela Bidesi, welcome, welcome indeed. Tony Chanka, hey, I know you would like this one, Tony. Of course, you and Ina. Sharad Sharma out in India, welcome, welcome indeed. Our friends on the Danforth, Danforth Roti Shop, Janet Prasad, welcome to the program. Jari Rupnarine, hey, watching out for your big boat cruise coming up. Lalman Samaru, welcome. Azad Khan, Lalman, again, thank you for all your great comments on the live. Again, please, guys, help us by sharing it. Wanted to play for you and share with you a message from the Secretary General of the PPP Civic, Dr. Bharat Jagdeo.
I want to urge the supporters of the People's Progressive Party to remain calm, still, do not break the law. I can understand the sense of frustration, the anger in these communities, and the fear that the Granger party and administration is trying to steal the elections before our very eyes. I can assure you that our party is working assiduously to ensure that this does not happen. We have the solidarity of the international community. Just today, the local diplomats from the United States of America, from the United Kingdom, Canada, and the European Union issued a very strong statement saying that no, that the results are not credible. You have to return to verifying the results for Region 4, and that any transitioning, they called directly on Granger not to transition into government because it would be illegal and unconstitutional. I've seen statements coming out from the State Department of the United States of America saying exactly the same thing. We have witnessed bipartisan statements from members of the U.S. Congress, both from the Republican side and the Democratic side, saying that you have to verify the results of the Region 4 and that nobody should be sworn in before that happens. I've seen from a British parliamentarian, from a committee of elders set up by Nelson Mandela, that includes three Nobel Prize winners, saying that the will of the people in Guyana must prevail. So on one hand, you have Granger, Trotman, Kathy Hughes, and Ramjetan saying they won the elections on the basis of no verification on the fraudulent declaration without putting out any statement of poll to support their figures. And because they cannot, they do not have those statements of poll. And you have, on the other hand, the entire international community saying that you have to return to verifying these results. The results are not credible. Last night, we had statements from the Organization of American States, from the Commonwealth, from CARICOM, all saying the exact same thing, that you have to return to the polls. So if Granger tries to get people to act illegally and swear him in, then the wrath of the international community will fall upon his head. And we will guide you as to what should happen further. But do not break the law at this point in time. Well, at any time, but do not break the law. Stay at home. Remain calm, but vigilant. Read what we're putting out. Stay glued to the television and to the other media sources, and we will give you guidance. I want to say to those constitutional office holders particularly, that if they are complicit, in fact, if they go ahead with the transitioning that the entire international community has spoken out against, then they will be party to electoral fraud. And these are members of the judiciary, members of CHICOM, and other groups who facilitate this fraud being perpetrated on Guyana. But by now, the world is looking on. And I want to assure our supporters that we are strong. We are representing you. Granger will not get away with fraud. He will not get away with fraud. And the will of the people will prevail.
And again, we should take heed and listen to our leaders. And again, when you speak with family and relative back home, please remind them. We go to the telephone now and we bring on our friends at Ritz Furniture Plan. How are you doing, my sister?
Hi, Richard. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Tell us quickly what's happening down at Ritz Furniture Plant.
Yes. So I just want to let everyone know that, first of all, hi, everyone, like all my listeners. I'm wishing, like, happy weekend for everyone. So for all the listeners, we have a very, very good message from Ritz Furniture that we have come up with the very good deals, like with the amazing offers, with the additional discount, I would say almost 50% discount we are offering on Ashley Furniture, and additional 15% we are giving from our store, like from Rohit's side. So total 65% discount almost we are offering on Ashley Furniture with the new arrival stock, which we have added on display as well. So very new, elegant furniture, bedroom sets, sofa sets, and dining sets we have come up with. And if we talk about the custom-made furniture, so you can customize according to your size, pattern, and everything. So even we promise, like, we try our best to, you know, as much down, like, price we can go for, and at least end of the day we want our customer relations, you know, like, at the very good end. So please do come to visit Ritz Furniture. And I'll give you the address, 5200 Dixie Road, Mississauga. Phone number is 905-232-7489. And we have updated our advertisements on Facebook Marketplace. You can check everything. It's up to date with the pricing. And you can, if you have any questions, you can put on Messenger. Our sales team is always online to give you a quick reply so that you can satisfy yourself sitting home. So please, most welcome at Ritz Furniture once again, 905-232-7489. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister. Well, of course, at Ritz Furniture Planet, they don't just match the price. They beat it. So give them a call or drop by. All weekend on, along there, they will be open.
One shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit Lapakan.com.
And don't forget, Lapakan, they have their special on right now. Guyana, you can now ship about 70 pounds, up to 70 pounds, for only $15. Jamaica, Kingston barrels are only $50. Trinidad Point leases ship to for only $50 a barrel. Offer valid from March 1st to April 30th. And again, they are at 5250 Finch Avenue in Scarborough, Unit 13 and 14. Telephone number 416 292
4370-416-292-4370. Lapakan, a name we can trust. Hello to Jeannie and the rest out at Lapakan. Shalini and Davy and Joyce and the rest. Hey, don't forget the Shiva Mandira Cultural Organization is presenting A Journey Down Memory Lane, an evening of entertainment featuring some top musicians, singers, dancers, fashion show, and so much more. That takes place on the 21st of March from 5 at the Veda Cultural Center, 4345 14th Avenue in Markham. Again, you can call for tickets. Only $10. Children 5, under 5, absolutely free. Snack and raffle will be on sale. For more information, call Pandit Lekram Tiwari at 416-451-7716. At 416-451-7716. And please check them out. For that one, Pandit, how are you doing? And hope all is well. Well, we continue with our program. Lines are open, 416-620-1778. Not hearing from our regular listeners. Anybody, feel free to call in. Don't forget Cabana, they open. I would love to see you. Catering, takeout, or lunch, dinner. Check them out, okay? They're at 1590 Dundas Street in Mississauga. That's Cabana Restaurant and Lounge, 1590 Dundas Street, Mississauga. Call 905-232-2003. That's 905-232-2003. Well, we want to share some music with you to relax you a little bit. Stop looking at Facebook for a little bit. Turn off the stream from Guyana. Take a break. I know how it could be. I live on it looking and oh boy. Hope all is well with your family and friends back there. Lapakan Shipping and Money Transfer. Send your love out to all our listeners today. Our friends at Skyview Restaurant and Lounge, what a grand opening it was. A free buffet was last week. It was a total pack house. Chong and the management want to say thank you to all those who came out. Remember, you could drop by and check them at 50 Kennedy Road South in Brampton, 905-450-2829. Take that number down if you're looking for catering. 905-450-2829. I don't forget their lunch buffet daily, $10.99. All you can eat Monday through Fridays, and of Saturdays, today, it's $12.99. A free order of pepper shrimp with your takeout order over $45. That's only at Skyview Restaurant and Lounge, 905-450-2829. They're located at 50 Kennedy Road South in Brampton. Dine in, takeout, or do your catering. Or even come party later tonight. Hey Radhika, hope you're doing well, my sister. Well, we have the boy who celebrated his birthday up till last night. Terry and Dale, how are you doing, guys?
Yes. Can't go wrong with this one.
Pehli nazar mein kaisa jadoo kar diya tera ban baitha hai mera jiya jaane kya hoga kya pata is pal ko milke aaj.
We had planned for Brian Max to give us a call, but he is on a live right now with over 200 plus people watching, so I doubt he would be able to. Hey Patrick, what's going on, man? I'm not hearing from you today. To Mr. Hardeen and the rest, welcome.
Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you so. Baby, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you so. Baby, I love you.
हर दुआ में शामिल तेरा प्यार है बिन तेरे लम्हा भी दुश्वार है धड़कनों को तुझसे ही दरकार है तुझसे राहते तुझसे चाहते हर दुआ में शामिल तेरा प्यार है बिन तेरे लम्हा दुश्वार है धड़कनों को तुझसे ही दरकार है तुझसे राहते तुझसे चाहते.
Well, let me just serenade all our friends on Facebook. Thank you guys, please help us by sharing. Geeta, how are you doing? Sherry Farooq, always on. How are your dad and mom, everybody? That's her mom actually went down to visit with Irfan's mother. She's in Guyana right now. Hope she's well. Darian Davika. Hey, don't forget to drop by Authentic Trini Cuisine. They have some nice food down there. And of course, their breakfast continued. Today they had, I got some nice fry aloo and some bodhi with some paratha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell a nice food. Check them out. Sandra and company.
Kar diya deewana dard khas ne chain chheena ishq ke ehsaas ne तेरी प्यास ने छाया सुर है कुछ तो जरूर है कर दिया दीवाना दर्द खास ने चैन छीना इश्क के एहसास ने बेख्याली दी है तेरी प्यास ने छाया सुर है कुछ तो जरूर है ये दूरियां जीने ना दे हाल मेरा तुझे ना पता ओ चैन जान दो.
Hello, who we have on the line?
Mr. Richard, how are you doing?
Patrick, what why say they put you in lockdown?
No, I ain't get locked down yet. I was communicating with all my peoples, them.
What's going on? What are the people telling you?
Well, so far, the Archbishop from the Guyana Catholic community come out, and then I just got one with another one there, which is Fedi Kisoon. Mm. All them come out and says, that they saw the results and the PPP won outright. But, you know, it's unfortunate, as you were mentioning. First of all, thank you for your the program you put on there this morning. I thought that you congratulate the guy. You had this thing prepared
for
winning.
Okay, let me just explain that, and thanks for bringing that up. You know, we know they won. If we were to follow, then we aid in and abet into that narrative of the lie, right? Because
right.
they won. So what should, why should we? Let's say you have a child and the child have a birthday. Because the neighbor says it's not her birthday, you wouldn't celebrate the child's birthday?
I believe... You did well. You bring the spirit up of the people.
That's
them,
right.
The spirit of the people, and like I said, somebody's sick. Doctors can't cure them. But you just go to say a well wish
right.
to that sick person, you motivate the spirit, and that's what it is about. Everybody, like tomorrow, I should mention that there is I don't know if it's a protest, a rally, or what the Guyana concerned Guyanese is having it tomorrow from 2 to 4, 5 at Nathan Phillips Square. It's a rally in support of the Guyana election.
Well, that's the other thing. I didn't hear from anyone there, at least we are on a platform here. We are the only one on radio on a Saturday.
They right. Could, I don't know.
They could call if they're so concerned. Call and get the
right.
word out as much. I can't go advertising something that I'm not sure of unless
that's
I get it
right.
from an official.
I just got something on the WhatsApp there that they sent to me that tomorrow at Nathan Phillips Spear. But I'll reach Manny there tomorrow. Manny should have called and says, Richard, this is what we got.
No, Manny can't call. No, he can't call on this program. But anyway, any other concerned Guyanese, more than welcome.
Well, I'm a concerned Guyanese on behalf of those concerned Guyanese.
Right, so tell us, if you have the flyer, read it out.
I didn't have the flyer. All this says here that that tomorrow, let me just check here, because I got it on WhatsApp from one of my good client here. Where the hell that was? Savi, where is the one that the girl sent to you? Anyway, that thing, I was supposed to be in there this week, but I just canceled the flight there minutes ago. That's why I didn't call you.
To Guyana?
To Guyana there, I was supposed to go. And I can't mention the names of the people who were supposed to have their birthday party there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going for a big birthday party, which everybody would be there, but they just canceled it there today until further notice. Nobody in the mood
that's right.
to do anything there now. And I look at, and the first thing when they start to throw tapes on, the negativity of this people, them, that it goes like the guy Herman last night, you think that he is some God preaching, oh, the PPP brings so much a gun, and everybody was so intimidated, and the people, they locked down the commissioner for the election. She can't be found. They send the observers to find her. They can't. They say they break down the door and they tear gas. She can't come out. Your life, the entire country is waiting on your decision, and you're going to make those people intimidate you to say you can't speak your mind out. What kind of people are there?
Well, let me go so far. I'm running out of time now. But listen, anyone, again, there might be a rally taking place. I have no concrete evidence of that. But
tomorrow,
reach out.
Nathan Phillips Square from 2 to 5, hosted by the Concerned Guyanese Association.
Yeah, Victor Yakub, Association of Concerned Guyanese. Check it out. If you don't know, I want to make sure reach out to somebody who might have the flyer and come out and show your support indeed.
I'll be there tomorrow because of the fact is that
somebody,
Richard...
Yeah, no, forget that. Let me ask you something. Forget Herman. I want to know, do we have anybody in that APNU party that doesn't have an education or civic responsibility to stand up and speak the truth? What happened to this crazy man they call Ramjaitan? What craziness is he talking when you see him opening up his mouth on TV? What happened to the Prime Minister? That man who claimed to be how much he so loved Guyana, and he's an educated lawyer. I mean, forget politics aside, you can't see, you're out of office, you're not going to get back in office. You are no longer no Prime Minister. Why the ass you don't stand up and speak on behalf of the Guyanese people? The truth is the truth. What happened? Nobody that patriotic or loyal to Guyana?
Well, that's one of the things I was going to tell you, is that guy there who started out with the PP party and fought Burnham for the last 30 years of doing all this rigging and frigging and everything else, and now he in bed with them now, and the stupid
he's no longer in bed.
Joey Jagan, who is the son of the father who helped that nation, going against his father. So look at these hypocrites.
Okay, and even so, why, look at the Roman Catholic bishop. Everybody else has seen, the International Observer.
That's right.
Everybody could see it's plain truth. It's a fact.
That's right.
Why did these people, these certain Makaram, they call them boy. You know, this thing is getting me so sick and upset. And the other thing is, not one yet, I haven't seen yet, where is the CARICOM and Caribbean leaders? Up until 2 days ago, I could understand they didn't want to get involved. But when they saw statements coming out from the opposition leaders of the respective parties that fought the election, they came out.
Yeah.
When they started to see the truth, when they started to see the police taking out the observers and the party reps, what happened? Why they can't make a statement? Everybody waiting
for... They made a statement.
Who did?
I got it here coming from... who was it here? A joint statement from the High Commissioner to Georgetown following the election. It was gone by Canadian High Commissioner.
Yeah, no, the Canadian is fine. The American.
The ambassador in European Union, I have it here.
Yes, Patrick, I understand that. And we all read that. We're talking about
the
CARICOM and Caribbean leaders. What happened to Barbados and Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, the Barbados, for Prime Minister Forrest, the Commonwealth, the Barbados, the statement by the Honorable Owen Arthur, former Prime Minister of Barbados, chair of the Commonwealth Observer Group, made the statement not to endorse anybody until the council. I got all the emails here that they declare that there's no winner until they go and tell the people to get out the place and then go back and say, I'm sorry. No, it was, they were hoping that all these people, the bomb scared and everything, what they claim, that everybody would have run and they would have think. I know some people, and this is off the record, they got a trailer load of the entire East Bank ballot that they're trying to look for. And they can't find it because they want to recount and they want to rig it again. That they got this trailer load somewhere in the country that they're looking for, but they can't get it.
Anyway, Patrick Boyd, let me start.
Yeah, I'm following it up good, but Richard, we are here, and we are so, as Barrett said, pissed. But look at the people that live in Guyana who was hoping, the young generation, them who were hoping for this change, gone back to the same old, and the Americans who are going to infest there because there are the benefits of the oil from Guyana. And that's the only reason why they go to Guyana. 50 years, they didn't go any country that got oil. They want to safeguard that country for their benefit.
Anyway, Patrick, boy, let me let you go.
I just pick it up here now. Here, the Association of Concerned Guyanese, the ACG, is having a protest Sunday. You're invited to join at Nathan Phillips Square, 100 Queen Street West, Toronto, on Sunday, March, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Toronto police will be on site. That's the brochure I just got
okay,
here.
Okay, well, Patrick, thank you, my brother. And again, that one is tomorrow. We're looking for something to support. We urge you to come out and do that. Bring your placards and come out, dress according to the weather, walk with layers so you wouldn't get cold and have to run away. Let's show your support. Come out and support this rally tomorrow at Native Phillips Square. Get more information and bring your placards. Make them up from home. Come on down and lend your support. When they see from Toronto we are protesting, when they see New York, when they see England, when they see all over, I think somebody would act swiftly. So again, thank you. Today we operated out of a different studio. We have to let you go now. Thank you so much for staying with us. And again, hey, I have to say to my mother, I hope you enjoyed the program, and to all our listeners, and to those of you miss on your music today, we promise to make up with it. Keep Guyana in your thoughts and prayer. Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your face. And talk to the kids and everyone about this coronavirus. Please be safe. And again, thank you. Thank you. To my mother, Lazina Ma, we love you. Daniel Var, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum. And we talk to you next week, inshallah.
तारी करे नंदी की सवारी भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे मेरा भोला है भंडारी करे नंदी की सवारी शंभोनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे तेरा नाम है तारनहारा एक तू ही है पालनहारा भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे मेरे साथ रे तू मेरे साथ रे तमाम सृष्टि का सार तू है विकार तू निर्विकार तू है कहूँ क्या बारे में तेरे भोले असीम तू है अपार तू है शंभो है वास तेरा निगाह में भी निवास तेरा समाए दिल में है तेरी सूरत वजूद मुझ में है खास तेरा गंगा सोहे जिसके केशा करता मंगल जो हमेशा भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे तू ही त्रिपुरारी कैलाशी तू ही दुख भंजन अविनाशी शंभो नाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे मेरा भोला है भंडारी जिसे पूजे दुनिया सारी भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे मेरे साथ रे तू मेरे साथ रे उदासियों को मिटा दिया है चिराग दिल में जला दिया है हमेशा से भोलेनाथ तूने सुख का रास्ता दिखा दिया है नहीं है कोई सिवाय तेरे बने हैं हम तो बनाए तेरे अगम भी तू है सुगम भी तू है के लिए सब रचाए तेरे
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਕਾਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਹਨੀ ਕੈਂਪਸ ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ ਦਾ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 theblindshadesoutlet.com
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਤੇਜ਼ ਸਿਹਰ ਤੇ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ
किचन या फिर बाथरूम दी रेनोवेशन ते इको ही नाम याद रखो जीके ग्रेनाइट एंड मार्बल कस्टम किचन कैबिनेट्स बार्स वैनिटीज या फिर कस्टम काउंटर टॉप्स होवे वुडवर्क या फिर होवे ग्रेनाइट और मार्बल दे काउंटर टॉप्स एक नहीं दो नहीं तीन नहीं बल्कि चार यानी बेशुमार वैरायटी बेहतरीन कस्टमर सर्विस क्वालिटी वर्क और कीमत ते बहुत ही मुनासिब 7171 टोरब्राम रोड मिसिसागा ताड़ा अपना कीरत कॉल करो 647-534-3789
बच्चे एक्साइटेड है अपनी अपनी पसंद के खाने के लिए और बड़े एक्साइटेड है क्योंकि ये सब है फ्री 9 से 27 मार्च तक तंदूरी फ्लेम पर किड्स ईट फ्री तंदूरी फ्लेम पर अपने बच्चों के साथ आइए और मजा उठाइए बिकॉज एवरी चाइल्ड अकॉम्पनीड बाय एन अडल्ट ईट्स फ्री रिमेम्बर इट्स अ तंदूरी फ्लेम वेयर किड्स ईट फ्री कंडीशंस अप्लाई
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਪੰਜਾਬ ਇੰਡੀਪੈਂਡੈਂਸ ਰੈਫਰੈਂਡਮ 2020 ਜੋ ਕਿ ਨਵੰਬਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਦੇ ਸੰਬੰਧ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ 14 ਮਾਰਚ ਦਿਨ ਸਨਿਚਰਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਮੂਨ ਲਾਈਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਵਿਖੇ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਨੂੰ 5 ਤੋਂ 8 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਮੇਂ ਸਿਰ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਕੇ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਬੁਲਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸਰਵਣ ਕਰਕੇ ਧੰਨਵਾਦੀ ਬਣਾਓ ਜੀ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ